This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 989-775-1640, and Dr. A-U-N-G, Toon, T like Tom, U, N like November, fax 866-658-2713. Regarding Gladys, G-L-A-D-Y-S, Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G. Date of birth is June 22nd, 1937. Dear Ms. Geitman and Dr. Toon, this is a consultation for Mrs. Strong, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in December of 2023. The patient... had normal creatinine level June 12th of 2023, 0.9, estimated GFR was greater than 60. And early abnormality was noted 12/13/23 with creatinine 1.01, GFR 54. June 7th, 2024, creatinine 1.04, GFR 52. 12/10/24, creatinine 1.11, GFR 48. June 4th, 2025, creatinine had increased to 1.26. GFR was 41. So she was sent for consultation for evaluation of declining renal function. She has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. Feels like she urinates and empties her bladder very well. She's had no hospitalizations in 2025 or procedures. She stays in Michigan during warm weather and then travels to Florida for 4 months every winter to stay in warmer climate. Currently, she denies any chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing, no sputum production, no recent upper respiratory infection, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, asthma, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, history of congestive heart failure, currently well controlled, diabetic neuropathy, lumbar spinal stenosis, hypertension, and obstructive sleep apnea. Past surgical history, she had a cardiac catheterization following cholecystectomy in January of 2016. She did have poor ejection fraction at that time with ejection fraction around 25%, which did increase with medical therapy. She also had a lung biopsy, which was benign. She's had multiple colonoscopies, and her last cardiac catheterization was January 15th, 2024. That showed a 30% blockage of the LAD and did not require angioplasty or stent placement, only medical management. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and retired. Family history is significant for stomach cancer, dementia, and coronary artery disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to oxycodone. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, cranberry pills twice a day, garlic daily, ferrous sulfate is 325 milligram daily, magnesium 250 milligram daily, zinc 50 milligram daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day, Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, Aldactone, 25 milligram daily, Lasix, 20 milligram daily, Atrovent nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril twice a day, Crestor, 20 milligram daily, Synthroid, 75 microgram daily, Singulair, 10 milligram daily, Gabapentin, 600 milligram at bedtime, Advair HFA is 2 inhalations twice a day, Metamucil 2 tablespoons daily, and hair, skin, and nails daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 146 pounds, pulse is 75, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 74. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. 2 to 3 second capillary refill in the feet and toes. Toes are slightly cool. She does have a bandage on her left foot. She's recently had surgery on the little toe to cut the tendon and make the toe straight. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 27th, 2025, and creatinine had improved from 1.26 in June. Now it is 1.08. Estimated GFR is 49. Calcium 9.8, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.0. Sodium 141, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 31. Hemoglobin is 15.1 with normal white count, normal platelets, and intact parathyroid hormone is 20.3. We have a urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio done June 4th, 2025 of 67. And no recent kidney ultrasound or CAT scan of the abdomen are available for review. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to cardiorenal syndrome, as all of this occurred after her cardiac catheterization just before and then around the time of the cardiac catheterization in January of 2024. We are going to get notes from the cardiology clinic in Florida to review the most recent echo. We've scheduled her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Mount Pleasant, and that will be done October 10th at 2 p.m. She'll also have lab studies and the urinalysis done at that time. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice after she returns from Florida in 2026, which should be in April. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.